It's Thursday, November 5th, 2009. I've come down to a park across from one of the campuses where I teach. I spent the last 45 minutes to an hour enjoying this cool, slightly overcast autumn day, sitting next to a pond, reading from the Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, which I recorded a first pages recording of last night. The book came into my possession through slightly curious circumstances, which I might talk about in just a moment, but I need first to talk about the experience of listening back to my voice reading that. Oy. Oy vey. It's not fun. It's not fun at all. Which is kind of, I guess, ironic or connected in a way, because I'm asking my students in the public speaking class to watch videos of their speeches in order to hopefully make some sort of improvement. Most of them, in responding to the surveys that I give them, say that it's embarrassing, it's difficult, they don't like it, they don't like the experience of watching it. Some of them will then go on to say that they learn something new or they derive some benefit. But I can relate, I can relate. People tell me from time to time who've listened to some of these little audio nuggets that I toss out. They tell me that my voice is not terribly unpleasant. And some are even more kind than that, more generous. But the point here is not to talk about my voice, it's more to talk about listening back to my reading aloud. And also to Citizen Sheep's question of what's the point of audio boo? Often thought that it would be fun to read aloud, to maybe even someday do audio books for people. But just I found a book about 20 years ago now called The Oral Interpretation of Literature. It was a university textbook in the 1930s in the United States. It would have been an academic subject that was taught in the schools, reading aloud. Interpreting the text in so doing. And that's the point I'm trying to get to here, in a very meandering path, that I didn't interpret the passage terribly well. What I hear is, the tone of voice is not unpleasant, but the pauses and the intonation, the inflection, pronunciation of certain words, the pace, all of that is very painful for me to hear and listen back to. You know what I mean? Maybe not. But, yeah. It's an old thing. Same old thing. So anyway, I don't have time to talk about how I got the book, but the wise old professor gave it to me. I stopped in and talked to him after one of my earlier recordings, to find out about those terms of ideal self and perceived self, again, related back to my video project with the students. And he had some very useful things to say, and on the way out, he threw the book at me and said, "Here, read this, by Malcolm Gladwell, Blink." It is related, but maybe we can return to it another time, because I gotta go. Thank you. Thank you for listening. We'll talk again.